Jimmy Smith.
Don't let me about the dream, man. I got this song actually here from Merriman. I got it a good many years ago now. I was singing a song and somebody jumped out from the side and he said, wouldn't you sing a Jason song? So I had to listen to him anyway, and there was somebody with him, of course he'd refused to ask him, and I asked whoever was with him to get me the words of the song, which I said that I'd always sing if I ever come to Merriman. And I hope I remember the words. It's about Lardy Corbett, and Lardy Corbett was 4 foot 3 inches high, and he was a cattle drover. He was a tough man with a plant of a stick, and he was a great man for Capamore, and he was a great flower of Tipperary. You have heard of many famous men from Cork to Donegal, the Mackies and the Rackets and Tipperary's Tony Wall. But best of all, the famous man that ever you've met before, he was known as Lardy Corbett from the town of Capamore. For drinking pints of porter, boys, I tell you he's a sight. He will come on Tipperary whenever there's a fight. But a plant of ash he carries round, he'd lay them on the floor. The one and only Lardy from the town of Capamore. He's seen the scars of many wars and famous men put down. He walked the roads for miles and miles to fairs in many a town. At funerals, wakes or weddings, he's always to the fore. The one and only Lardy from the town of Capamore. Through the winter snows of long ago and the blazing summer day, this hardy drover to the roads to earn an honest pay. We know he'd get a bob or two betimes a little more. That keeps you strong, says Lardy from the town of Capamore. 'Twas on the Munster final day, he met with Teddy Quill. He said, come out, you cocky now, I'll fight you if you will. But Teddy looked him up and down, and fate it say no more. He dreaded the fearless Lardy from the town of Capamore. The match was in the 40s when the nations were at war. The only transport on the roads was Lynch's jaunting car. When Lardy failed to get on board, he sat in the axle bar. With the spirit of old Tipperary went the man from Capamore. It was on a monster hurling town, for they were down in Limerick town. The Cork boys and Tipperary were fighting for the crown. He gave advice to Jimmy Doyle, it was a final score. Over the bar, says Lardy from the town of Capamore. He's been around for many years, how long he's been among. Just like the news, he moves along as men may come and go. But when you speak of famous men, a man you can't ignore is the one and only Lardy from the town of Capamore. Shin, shin.